Congressman Ron Paul wants to end the Fed. He even wrote a book about it. Ron Paul also sponsored a bill called the Federal Reserve Sunshine Act, which grants to Congress the right to audit the very secret Federal Reserve Bank. Now, Ben Shalom Bernanke, the chairman of the Fed, threatened America with an economic collapse should this legislation ever pass. After 1 year, the bill is still pending. In other words, Zionist arrogance notwithstanding, the Federal Reserve Sunshine Act will never see the light of day. A court order has also been pending since August of 2009, which demands that Bernanke disclose all the financial institutions that he gave our bailout money to, $2 trillion worth. The federal judge gave Ben Shalom 5 days to comply. On day 6, though he said not a word, Ben Shalom was still a free man. Why? Of course. Using stall tactics, 6 months later, Bernanke, in January of 2010, asked a U.S. Court of Appeals to block the court order. It is now August of 2010, and guess what? That court order is still pending. Of course. My fellow Americans, this is not the way we're going to end the Fed. Congressional bills and court orders just ain't going to cut it. You see, I grew up as a Jew, and it's important for you to all understand that Jews act as a highly compact racial unit, and this unit has infiltrated, has extended its tentacles, has taken control of every facet of America's infrastructure. Thus, to end the Fed, we're going to have to put a stop to the Zionist Jewish stranglehold on our courts, our monies, our Congress, and the press. This is how we end the Fed. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, I am asking all of you to help me to put into action this solution. We must take the Zionists at their own game. Our task is to engage in every sphere that the Zionist Jews are involved in. Yes, by taking Zionist Jews at their own game, we can put an end to their nation-destroying activities, including ending the Fed.